He might, the boy at the end of the counter might put them in a what?
In a grocery bag.
Okay, or, okay, if it's made of paper, what?
A paper sack.
Paper sack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about, you ever seen sugar when it was packed? I mean, when it was a lot of sugar packaged, like maybe 50 pounds of, or flour, 50 pounds of flour?
No, not.
You never seen that?
Not in that great of amount, no.
What would you call it if you had, you know, a sugar what?
A sugar sack.
Sack?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about, what do you call the bags that, that potatoes are shipped in, or feed, or seed, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Those are cloths.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Just, you know, like big old sacks full of feed. Your granddaddy might have some big old sacks of feed, cloth, made of cloth. Real rough cloth. You ever heard of a toe sack?
Yeah.
Croaker sack?
Mm-hmm.
What do you...
A toe sack.
You call it a toe sack?
Uh-huh.
What is your... Did your grandfather call it anything that you picked
That's up? What he usually calls it, too. I guess that's
toe
where
sack.
I got the word.
That's
from
what
him.
You... Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My granddaddy always says croaker sack.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he says toe sack, yeah.
Okay, if you had a bunch of corn and you were taking it to the mill to be ground, What would you call that amount of corn?
Cornmeal.
Yeah, that's what you would make of. What would you call the amount of corn?
Sack. Is that what I'm taking it in?
Yeah, you might take it in a sack, but what would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? You'd wait until you had this amount of corn to take.
A bushel of corn.
A bushel?
Uh-huh.
Okay, would you ever call it a turn?
No.
Okay, what about the amount of wood you could carry? You call it a what?
Armload.
Armload of wood?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's this?
A light bulb.
Light bulb. Okay. Okay, if you're hanging out your clothes on the line and you're carrying, when you carry the wash out, to hang on the line, you carry it out in a...
Laundry basket.
Basket?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where do nails come in? It's like a barrel, but it's a lot smaller. What would you call that? A little tiny, not a little tiny, a smaller barrel. Around here they say a blank of beer.
Keg.
Yeah. Okay. What, have you ever seen a barrel? You ever seen a big barrel?
Uh-huh.
Or any size barrel, really?
Yeah.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place? You know, there's rings.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things?
Just rings. I've
you ever heard of hoops?
Yes.
You ever use it?
Usually, no. I mean, I might have once or twice.
What's in the top of that bottle?
A cork.
Cork. Okay. What? What's a little musical instrument that you play at your mouth? You blow on it.
No. A harmonica.
Yeah.
I've heard now. My grandfather says juice harp. I mean,
juice
heard,
harp? Uh-huh. Okay, that's something, that's sort of something else. You hold it between your teeth and pluck it.
I don't know, is that?
That's a juice harp.
That's a juice harp.
Uh-huh, and the harmonica is, you know, that thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They always show little Negro boys playing
yeah.
with them. What do you pound nails into wood with?
A hammer.
Okay, if you had a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the two horses?
Is that the bit? No, the bit goes in the mouth.
Yeah, the bit's in the mouth.
Yeah,
it's a long wooden piece of equipment that you put between two horses. Like when you're using a wagon. Have you ever seen one time?